The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I mean this sincerely. Some of the worst jobs in all of America would be those people on the staff of President Joe Biden. Not just his press secretary, who has to stand in front of the press and defend the indefensible, but those that are given the responsibility of handling President Biden on a daily basis. Every night they must bang their heads against the wall and say, "How did I get this job? Oh, my God. Goodness, I can't believe he did this again. I can't believe." Here, Joe Biden has been known for absolutely making up stories completely out of thin air. He's become famous or infamous for it. Now, the mainstream media doesn't do anything about it, but and if you don't believe me, and, you know, I say this all the time, don't believe anything that I say, check it out for yourself. Do a little internet search. Outrageous stories told by Joe Biden. That should do it. Made up stories by President Joe Biden. You put that. Do a little internet search. You might try untrue stories told by Joe Biden. You're obviously going to come up with many, many stories about the death of his son, which is unbelievably sad that President Biden has made up absolutely fantasy stories about how his son died. It's just fantasy, and it's sad. His son did die of brain cancer. It was a sad thing. And then, of course, there's the Amtrak story that was proven false, wrong, by even the mainstream media. And yet he continues to tell this story completely fabricated in his own imagination. And there are literally dozens of them. And you know that the people around him must say, President Biden, you know that story that you told in the speech today? Don't tell it again, because, well, it's not true, and the news media knows it's not true, and, you know, you're starting to look really bad. I would hope that there are people around him saying that to him. And then we get this. This was yesterday. Yesterday. He was over in Pennsylvania campaigning. By the way, while his political opponent was in court. Yeah, you really think that's an accident that they're prosecuting Donald Trump in the peak of the campaign season? Yeah. Right, if you believe that, I've got a bridge for you in Brooklyn. Anyway. Yesterday, he's over in Pennsylvania campaigning, and the day before yesterday, Donald Trump went into a bodega, bought people in the bodega a bunch of stuff. Before that, he was at a Wendy's, a McDonald's, or whatever, and bought everybody a hamburger. Well, Joe Biden thought, well, I got to be more like Donald Trump. So he visited a gas station over in Pennsylvania and had a little press conference and gave a little campaign speech. So he's over in the Pittsburgh area, and he gives a speech on steel tariffs and so forth. And then he starts talking about his uncle, Ambrose Finnegan. Now, did he have an uncle by the name of Ambrose Finnegan?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the president told a story about Ambrose Finnegan and how he died in World War II. Did he have an uncle, Ambrose Finnegan, that did die during World War II? Uh-huh. Yeah. But here's the problem. President Biden said yesterday that his uncle, Ambrose Finnegan, was shot down in New Guinea and was eaten by cannibals. Yeah. He said, and I quote, again, he's talking about his uncle, Ambrose Finnegan, who did exist. The president said he got shot down in an area where there are a lot of cannibals at the time. They never recovered his body, but the government went back when I went down there, and they checked and found parts of the plane. Well, here's the problem. There was a survivor on the same plane. They were not shot down over land. They were shot down over the ocean. No one was eaten by cannibals. There were three people on board the plane. Two, including Joe Biden's uncle, drowned. One of the people on the plane swam to shore, and he survived. So we know what happened because there was a survivor. The plane was lost over the open ocean on May 14th, 1944. According to military records, for unknown reasons, the plane was forced to ditch in the ocean off the north coast of New Guinea. Both engines failed at low altitude. The aircraft's nose hit the water hard. And again, I am quoting from the military record. Three men failed to emerge from the sinking wreck and were lost in the crash. One crew member, okay, there were four on board. Three men failed to emerge from the sinking wreck and were lost in the ocean. One crew member survived and was rescued by a passing barge. So he didn't swim to land. He was rescued by a passing barge. An aerial search the next day found no trace of the missing aircraft or the lost crew members. So number one, they didn't ditch over land. Number two, his uncle was not eaten by cannibals. He drowned. And number three, President Biden said they found pieces of the plane. According to the official military record, and I'm quoting, an aerial search the next day found no trace of the missing aircraft or the lost crew members. So, and here's the worst thing about these stories that President Biden makes up. He's got to know that people could check them out. The Amtrak story that he's told, the last count, he's told that story at least 13 times. It was proven false after the second time that he told it. So after it was proven false, he told the same story 11 more times, knowing that he was lying and that everybody listening to him was lying. And this story about his uncle being eaten by cannibals, if he remembered anything correctly, he should have known that there actually was a survivor of the crash. And not only was there no evidence that his uncle was eaten by cannibals, there was evidence to the contrary. The ultimate question, is he just intentionally lying, which would be really bad, or does he not even know he's making up stories? Has he lost enough mental competency that he really believes these stories are real because he's just lost touch with reality? Outright lying would be bad. A complete loss of touch with reality? The commander-in-chief with his finger on the nuclear button? That would be worse.
Bob wants to come to your church. Find out how to host a CrossPower weekend at crosspower.net.
I remember several years ago, I had a regular listener down in Cincinnati. I don't think he listens any longer. He was a pastor. And I would hear from him on a regular basis, and it just depended on his mood and things I said. Sometimes I would get an email from him, Bob, I love your program. Thank you for dealing with this issue and that issue and so on and so forth. Other times he would send me an email, Bob, I have no idea why you talk about this and this, and he would be disagreeing with me. The one time that he really, really got angry with me, one of the last times I actually heard from him, was when I had said critical things about Planned Parenthood. I have said many negative things about Planned Parenthood because they are the number one supplier of abortions in America. They kill more innocent unborn babies than anyone else. Planned Parenthood is an enemy of life. And so anyway, I was discussing Planned Parenthood and gave out some statistics and so forth. Well, I got an email from the pastor down in the Cincinnati area. And he said, I am so upset at you. I am so angry at you. Yeah, I don't agree with abortions, but Planned Parenthood is doing so many, many good things. They're providing so many health services for women. Women would die without Planned Parenthood and all the wonderful things that they do and blah, 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 blah. And just going on and on and on about how wonderful Planned Parenthood is. And the abortion part is just a tiny, teeny, weeny, little, minor part of Planned Parenthood. Most of the work they do is health care for women. Well, I disagreed with him, tried to give him statistics and so forth. And like I said, I quit hearing from him, and it's been years since I've heard anything from him, and I'm assuming he no longer listens to the program. I thought of him today, however, when I came across this report concerning Planned Parenthood last year. They have released their yearly report, and I mentioned to you, I think it was yesterday or the day before, that they performed more abortions last year than at any time in history. Yeah. We heard over and over and over again, if Roe versus Wade is overturned, Planned Parenthood will go out of business. Planned Parenthood will cease to exist if Roe versus Wade is overturned. Well, they're doing quite well if you consider killing innocent unborn babies as well. They aborted a record number of babies last year. Not only that, they received a record amount of tax dollars, right at $700 million last year. So here's what you need to understand. Planned Parenthood has seen a continual increase in the number of abortions that they perform. At the same time, we are seeing a decrease in all other services that they provide. Can I give you some statistics? They performed over 390,000 abortions, which is an increase over the last 2 years. However, in the same year, they provided less than 2,000 adoption referrals. In other words, out of almost 400,000 abortions, less than 2,000 times did they say, you know what, you might want to consider adoption. So the number of adoption referrals decreased. The number of pap tests decreased. The number of preventative care visits decreased. Let me give you some actual figures. Preventative care visits last year fell by 31.0%. 31%. Abortions went up. Preventative care visits went down. Pap tests fell by 13.5%. Cancer screenings fell by 2%. Adoption referrals fell by 4.5%. Prenatal services declined by 29%. Miscarriage care fell by 5%. Adoption referrals fell by 7%. Sexually transmitted disease tests fell by 2%. And pregnancy tests fell by 4%. So while abortions increased at a record rate for Planned Parenthood, almost every other service that they provide decreased. Don't ever be fooled. Planned Parenthood is all about abortion, not caring for women. Folks, have a wonderful evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.